Live, on air, online, and on the Highland Radio app. This is Highland Radio News.
This is the main evening news at 5 o'clock. I'm Daniel Brennan. In this bulletin, the PRO of the Mic Act has branded the government as lazy after the publication of the revised effective block scheme bill.
What they're going to publish here is basically the old scheme we saw last Tuesday.
Gardaí are appealing for information after a man was hospitalised following an assault in Letterkenny last weekend. The Taoiseach has said today the government will use the budget to tackle the cost of living crisis.
So we do have to allocate our resources in the optimal way.
It's emerged the new Lifford Hospital will be a 25-bed unit, and the Pride flag is being flown at Donegal County Council buildings this month for the first time.
It's a fantastic step from Donegal County Council.
We'll have those stories in full and a lot more coming up over the next half hour. Also, Kenny Harkin will be here with the latest in sport from a quarter past five. To this evening's main stories, and the PRO of the Mic Action Group says that the version of the new defective block scheme bill published today is lazy. Michael Doherty says that despite homeowners providing their feedback and amendments to the new bill last week when asked to by government, the bill published today is unchanged. He says that the government was set to present the bill with homeowner representative feedback to them this Thursday in a form of shortened pre-legislative scrutiny before allowing the bill and any amendments to pass through the Oireachtas in mid-July. Speaking on social media today, Michael Doherty says, however, it's beyond belief the government will publish the bill without the promised amendments.
We tabled a lot of amendments. There was a lot of work in it, but the amendments are all done. And we took them through in detail, things that they were sort of saying, yeah, I can understand why that doesn't make sense. Things they were going to work on, right? And the expectation was between last Tuesday and this Tuesday, that's exactly what they would do. And then anything that they weren't able to change because it was not their gift to give, that's the stuff then that we would talk about on Thursday at PLS, and then ultimately table amendments through the floor of the Oireachtas that would be voted on before the government would eventually decide what it was they were doing in the middle of July. And then as the hammer dropped, it is what it is at that point. But it looks like what we have now is a lazy version of it. What they're going to publish here in the Department of Housing website is basically the old scheme we saw last Tuesday. And if that was the case and that was all we were going to do, then we could have published that ourselves. But rather, they asked for the time to work on the bits and pieces that we highlighted to them that was very obvious, that needed ripped out of there immediately, and then work on the other stuff then that was more subtle or more hard to work on or get people's buy-in on, you know, from a government perspective. Do that then over the course of this Thursday through PLS compressed and then through the amendments. But it looks like what they've done is just throw out, or going to throw out the lazy version, which was last Tuesday, with no updates yet done. It's just beyond belief what's going on here. You know, if this government doesn't get this right, they're going to have to go. We're absolutely sick of it.
The Taoiseach has said the budget will provide the best way of tackling the cost of living crisis. It comes amid renewed calls for an emergency budget and further intervention from the government to curb the impact of inflation. Sinn Féin has said it's not acceptable for the Dáil to go to summer recess without more having been done. Taoiseach Micheál Martin says he doesn't want to chase inflation with public money.
So we do have to allocate our resources in the optimal way, which in my view is to protect people right throughout the winter period. Right throughout the winter period and beyond the winter. That's the big objective, really, we should share, is to get people through what will be a difficult winter period across the board. And I think the budget gives us the broadest and most comprehensive way of doing that.
A man remains in hospital following an assault in Letterkenny. A man was assaulted by two males who were unknown to him on the Port Road at approximately 3:30 a.m. on Saturday morning. The man was taken to Letterkenny University Hospital to receive treatment for his injury sustained, and he currently remains there. Speaking on today's Community Garda slot on the 9 till noon show, Garda Grainne Doherty has made this appeal for anyone with information to get in touch with Gardaí in Letterkenny.
This assault happened on the Port Road in Letterkenny, just across the road from Tobin's filling station there on the Port Road, in the early hours of Sunday morning, the 19th of June, happened at around 3:30 a.m. So a man was assaulted by two males who were unknown to him at that location. The man was taken to Letterkenny University Hospital to receive treatment for injuries sustained, and he remains there receiving treatment. The two men are believed to have left the scene on foot. They didn't go in towards town, but they went in the direction of the Polestar roundabout on outwards. So we appeal to anybody, firstly, who witnessed the assault to contact us in Letterkenny on 074-9167-100 or contact the Garda confidentially, neither as always, on 1800-666-111.
And again, if anybody travelled on the Port Road around that time and had a dash cam, we would ask them to make the footage available to Gardaí just to drop it and, you know, we can go through the footage.
It's emerged that the new Lifford Hospital will be a 25-bed unit. It was confirmed earlier this month that the facility is to be built on a greenfield site in the town. The cost and timeframe for construction of the new hospital will not be released until the plans have been considered, accepted and ratified by the National Capital and Property Steering Committee. Donegal Deputy Pierce Doherty says that when it comes to fruition, the new build hospital will be hugely beneficial to Lifford and the surrounding areas.
While it's not finalised, there definitely has been a massive leap forward in this campaign. And I was speaking to the campaigners earlier this week and I made the point to them, at times when we've seen that the number of patients was being reduced and reduced and reduced, and then it was down to three, and then as of August last year, HIC was said no more patients could be brought into Lifford, and then we've seen it close and not reopen. You know, there were dark days there, and there were dark days over a decade in terms of this campaign, but these campaigners never ever gave up. And what we've got now is we've got the CHO1 has been engaging with the National Older Person Service and the National Estates, and they've looked at Lifford Hospital in terms of what could be done. They've looked at a refurbishment of an 18-bed facility, looked at a possible refurbishment of a 20-bed facility, and what they've now settled on is actually a brand new hospital on a greenfield site, which would be a 25-bed facility. And the need is there in the county, and that's recognisable. We probably have a smaller proportion of our population are going into a long-term residential care than what is the national average, and that's, you know, because a lot of people are caring for loved ones at home. There was always a need there, and we believe, and, you know, that has now been recognised, that need is there. The fact that they're looking at a brand new facility means that, you know, that we're talking about the best type of facility for those patients in the future.
The Health Minister says a further spike in COVID-19 cases could lead to procedures being cancelled. Stephen Donnelly says the threefold increase in hospital cases in recent weeks is concerning. Over 600 confirmed cases were recorded in hospital settings in the past 24 hours. Minister Donnelly says there's concern a similar situation to the cancellation of procedures in March could now occur.
It's very difficult to tell just how high this is going to go and how fast. What we know is that the previous wave, we ended up with a little over 1,600 COVID patients. And the problem is the HSE had to cancel a huge amount of planned operations, planned procedures, planned treatment.
Gardaí and Letterkenny are investigating two separate incidents and a garage in Ballyrean. Forced entry was gained to the garage between Thursday afternoon and the early hours of Friday morning last. A BMW and van, which were both later found burnt out, were both stolen during the incident. Garda Grania Doherty is asking anyone with information to come forward.
This burglary happened at a garage premises in the Ballyrean area of Letterkenny. So it happened between 6 p.m. on Thursday the 16th of June and in and around 1 or 2 a.m. or earlier, possibly on Friday the 17th of June. So the gate to the yard of this business premises was forced open. Entry was gained via the rear of the premises. A number of sets of car keys were stolen and a black BMW LHZ6771 was stolen. The stolen BMW was then located later on that night in the area of Kirkstown, Letterkenny, and it was on fire. It was burnt out. It was badly burnt out, actually, when found. But if anybody observed, you know, got a good look at the driver, we would appreciate if they would give us a ring. Actually, this is the same premises again. So this was on Saturday, the 18th of June. This happened before 8:25 p.m. that evening. So the fire brigade contacted Gardaí. They notified them that a van was on fire in that area, in the Ballyrean area. So it would appear that the van in question had been pushed into a field from the recently burgled garage premises and it had been set alight again. So we appeal to anybody who was in the Ballyrean area between in and around 7 p.m. and 8:30 p.m. if they had a dash cam, if they could make that footage available to us. And again, if anybody seen or heard anything in that area suspicious, you know, we would ask them to contact us also in Letterkenny on 9167100.
The rainbow flag is being flown at a number of Donegal County Council buildings this month for the first time. Ciara Locke of Donegal County Council, Councillor Jack Murray, raised the flag yesterday at the County House in Lifford, as well as the Public Services Centre in Letterkenny for Pride Month. It was on foot of a request by Councillor Gary Doherty to fly the flag, which received cross-party support. Councillor Murray says it's a symbol of how diverse a county Donegal now is.
It's a fantastic step from Donegal County Council. I was very proud to raise the flag myself, surrounded by council staff and by the Mayor Letterkenny, Councillor Kelly. It was on the back of a request from Councillor Gary Doherty, who'd been speaking to the breakout group from Donegal Youth Service, and it was a request that I was more than happy to agree to. I spoke to the group leaders from all the different political groupings on the council. Everybody was very quick to agree to do it, and of course, bearing in mind the huge success of the first ever Pride event that took place in Buncrana not long ago, it was very fitting and appropriate to raise the flag and celebrate the diversity of County Donegal.
And as you say, we have seen great celebrations, particularly this month in Pride Month. Would you hope that this will be something that could happen each year, that the flag would be flown?
Absolutely. I think this is the precedent now set, and I hope that every incumbent Cathaoirleach for the next number of generations will raise the flag and take great enjoyment of it. I have to say, as an Inishowen man, I was extremely proud to see the success of the Pride Parade in Buncrana. I was absolutely blown away by the attendance and just the absolute party and festivities that happened. And I would hope again that will build for years to come, and that Buncrana can continue to be, I suppose, the centre of Donegal Pride, and that'll be the centre of these celebrations and just recognising and celebrating the diversity of all the different people who live in County Donegal, and cherishing and showing how tolerant a county we are.
Gardaí have praised those who attended the Donegal rally this year and complied with the law. This year's event has been hailed a success, with Gardaí welcoming a decrease in arrests over the weekend. A major policing operation was in place, which saw additional Gardaí deployed to the county over the course of the event, with high visibility checkpoints set up. With more, here's Emma Ryan.
Over the course of the weekend in the Letterkenny district alone, between Friday morning and yesterday morning, there were 6 arrests for drug driving, 4 for drink driving, 1 arrest for drunken charge, 6 arrests for dangerous driving, and 31 people were arrested for public order offences. There were also arrests for numerous other offences, such as criminal damage, drug offences, theft, and a number of fixed charge penalty notices were issued for speeding. A number of vehicles were also seized by Gardaí over the course of the weekend. Gardaí say overall they noticed a welcome decrease in arrest figures, particularly in relation to dangerous driving related offences. They have thanked everyone who visited Donegal this weekend, who abided by the law and who complied with directions given.
The time's 12 minutes past 5 o'clock. We'll take a short break. Sport with Kenny's coming up after these.
Highland Sport is brought to you by Michael Murphy Sports and Leisure, now stocking the new Donegal GAA home jersey at michaelmurphysports.ie.
The time's coming up to 5:15. Time to go over to the sports desk and Kenny Harkin.
Thanks, Daniel. We'll start with soccer, and the first round draw for the FAI Senior Cup has handed home ties to Bonaghy United, Finn Harps and Derry City. While Ulster Senior League champions Coghill Celtic, they have been drawn away from home. Bonaghy, they've been drawn with fellow non-league team Pike Rovers of Limerick. Finn Harps will host last season's beaten finalist Bohemians in an all-top flight fixture, while Oliver Bond Celtic of the Leinster Senior League, they'll come to Brandywell to play Derry City. Coghill Celtic, they make the journey to Dublin to take on Premier Division opposition in UCD. Also in an opening round of the draw, Sligo Rovers, they welcome Wexford Youths to the showgrounds. St Pat's, they begin the defence of their extra time FAI Cup at home to First Division Waterford. League leaders Shamrock Rovers, they've been drawn away to non-league Bangor Celtic. While Dundalk, they'll be at home to Longford Town. And there's a Rebel County Derby with Cork City travelling to Cove Ramblers. The games will be played in the weekend ending the 31st of July. And in the first round draw of the Ladies Senior Cup, Bonaghy United also had a team in this, but they'll face stiff opposition and a long journey. They're away to Cork City. Also in that competition, Sligo Rovers Ladies, they'll take on Douglas Hall. Those will be played on the weekend of the 10th of July. Elsewhere, the Republic of Ireland under 21 boss Jim Crawford is not underestimating their Euro playoff opponents, Israel. The teams will play a two-legged playoff in September to decide who goes to next year's finals in Georgia and Romania. Israel finished above Poland and Hungary in their qualifying group and only lost by a single goal in both of their games with Germany. In other news, Aberdeen, they've signed Liam Scales on a season-long loan from Celtic. The Republic of Ireland under 21 international was confined to 5 Premiership appearances last season, with his last outing coming in the Conference League in February. Aberdeen manager Jim Goodwin says he's been trying to sign Scales for a number of years. And Liverpool supporters, they get the chance to share their version of what went wrong at the Champions League final at a Senate hearing in Paris today. Fans had tear gas and pepper spray used on them by French police as they tried to get into last month's showpiece. In Gaelic games, the GAA players, managers and supporters will be watching with interest as the draws for the Michael Murphy Sports and Leisure Championships take place this evening. The draw gets underway at 6:30 and Donegal GAA plan to broadcast the event live on their official Facebook page. The draws will be made at junior, intermediate and senior championship level. As far as the senior championship is concerned, the 16 teams involved will be drawn into two groups. Each club in Group A will play at home against a Group B club randomly drawn in round one. The round two draw will also take place with Group B clubs at home against a team from Group A. The draw for round three will take place in August after the second round fixtures are played. On the pitch tonight in the Division 1 in the league at Davy Brennan Memorial Park, Niamh Connell, they play Gwydor. That game starts at 7:45. In golf, Brooks Koepka is the latest big name quitting the PGA Tour to play on the LIV Golf Tour. The former world number one will make his Saudi-funded debut at next week's event in Portland. The PGA Tour have promised indefinite suspensions for any of its players leaving for LIV Golf. In swimming, Daniel Whiffen is drawn in lane two for today's final of the 800-metre freestyle at the World Swimming Championships in Budapest. He qualified fifth fastest qualifier from the heats, breaking his own Irish record in the process. That final is due to get underway very shortly in the pool. And in tennis, the absence of Daniel Medvedev and Alexander Zverev means Novak Djokovic has been given the top seed at this year's Wimbledon Tennis Championships. Rafa Nadal, who's won the first two Grand Slams of the year, is ranked second. And in the women's draw, Poland's Iga Świątek is number one, while 23-time major winner Serena Williams, she is unseeded. And in horse racing, the Aidan O'Brien Train Tuesday has been added to the field for the Dubai Duty Free Irish Derby at the Curragh on Saturday. The Epsom Oaks winner will be ridden by Ryan Moore. Tuesday is aiming to become just the third horse to win the Derby and Oaks and the first in 28 years. And finally, there's a six race card at Sligo this evening. The first of those goes to post very shortly at 25 minutes to six. That's your sports. Back to Daniel.
Thanks, Kenny. Back to news now, and it appears Irish waters are open ground for any navy to come in and carry out naval exercise. That's the view of the CEO of the Irish Fish Processors and Exporters Association, Brendan Byrne. It comes as a French naval exercise due to get underway this morning off the southwest coast was withdrawn from Irish waters. Brendan Byrne says a moratorium called for in February now needs to be urgently implemented.
Unfortunately, it appears that Irish waters are open ground for just about any navy in the wide world to come in and carry out their naval exercises. But both Patrick Murphy and I wrote to the government in February asking for a 10-year moratorium, which would effectively mean a ban on any future naval exercises and drills by any third country, NATO country, EU country. The only exception would be, of course, we would allow our own navy to do naval exercises, albeit it's a much smaller scale. We're very sincere about this, that this kind of activity has to stop. As a nation, we're talking out of both sides of our mouth, because at one minute we're talking about conservation of the sea, we're talking about marine protected areas, and we're striving to do that and have 30% of our waters completely marine protected. And yet within a period of 5 months, we had two of the top 10 navies in the wide world. We give them permits, we give them permission to come in and have naval exercise and drills within our waters, and we didn't give it a second thought. Naval exercises of this scale do have an adverse effect on spawning, on whales and mammals such as dolphins. And, you know, we can't have it both ways.
Gardaí are appealing for witnesses after a car was believed to be maliciously set on fire in Letterkenny. On Wednesday the 15th of June at approximately 1 in the morning, Gardaí received a report that a car, a blue Toyota Corolla, was on fire at Lee na Grainne in Old Town in Letterkenny. Garda Grainne Doherty has appealed to anyone with information to come forward.
This happened on Wednesday the 15th of June at about 1 a.m. So Gardaí received a report that a car, blue Toyota Corolla, it was on fire at Lee na Grainne over in Old Town there in Letterkenny. This fire is believed to have been started maliciously. We appeal to anybody who had a dash cam who travelled in the Old Town area or the Lee na Grainne area around that time to make the footage available to us. Or again, anybody who has any information that might help us progress this investigation to contact us in Letterkenny on 9167 100.
And finally, no vacant site levies have been imposed to date by Donegal County Council. The local authority is one of a number across the country which has not issued any demand notices since the vacant site levy was introduced in 2018. With more, here's Donna Marie Doherty.
Since the vacant site levy was introduced 4 years ago, no levies have been imposed by Donegal County Council, which says it will keep the matter under review. The council says, as previously highlighted, the challenges faced by local authorities in effectively implementing the vacant sites levy legislation remain largely unchanged and are likely to have been compounded by COVID. One of the key challenges is identifying if there is a housing need in the area as per the criteria defined in the Urban Regeneration and Housing Act 2015. This challenge, the council says, arises as the criteria are unclear and are open to different interpretation. A further consideration for Donegal County Council is the very modest amounts of income that may be realised by the levy in Donegal.
Weather now staying mostly dry and rather cloudy for the rest of today. Tonight will be cloudy with a few mist and drizzle patches developing. Lowest temperatures of 10 to 12 degrees overnight tonight. To this evening's main stories once again, the PRO of the Mike Action Group says the version of the new defective block scheme bill published today is lazy. Mike O'Doherty said despite homeowners providing their feedback, the bill published today is unchanged. The Taoiseach has said the budget will provide the best way of tackling the cost of living crisis. It comes amid renewed calls for an emergency budget. And a man remains in hospital following assault in Letterkenny. A man was assaulted by two men who are unknown to him on the Port Road at approximately 3:30 on Saturday morning. And finally, it's emerged that the new Lifford Hospital will be a 25-bed unit. It was confirmed earlier this month that the facility is to be built on a greenfield site in the town. That's all from the news desk for now. I'll have news headlines again coming up at 6 o'clock. But until then, good evening.
Obituary notices for Tuesday evening, June 21st. The death has taken place of Padraig McLaughlin Mina Cuan Guidor. His remains were reposing at his daughter Mary's home in Mean Derry Yamph, Guidor. Rosary each night at 8 p.m. House private from 10 p.m. to 11 a.m. Funeral Mass in St Mary's Church, Derrybeg on Thursday morning at 11 a.m. with interment afterwards in Maharagallan Cemetery. The Funeral Mass can be viewed live on Kieran Rorty, Funeral Director, Facebook page. The death has taken place of James Harley of Canada, formerly of Glendowen, Churchill. A funeral mass will be held in St Joseph's Catholic Church in Sarnia tomorrow. James's ashes will be brought home and a memorial service will be held at a later date. The death has taken place of Bridget Devlin, Mickey John, Gord Fad, Clonmany. Her remains are reposing at her late residence. Funeral leaving there on Thursday morning at 10:20 a.m. going to St Mary's Church, Clonmany for Requiem Mass at 11 a.m. with burial afterwards in the new cemetery. Family flowers only, please. Donations in lieu if desired to Coronary Care, Letterkenny University Hospital and St Columbkill Village, care of any family member or Comsky Funeral Directors. House private, please, from 10 p.m. till 11 a.m. on the morning of the funeral. Family and neighbours only, please. Funeral Mass can be viewed live on www.churchservices.tv. The death has taken place of Patience Louise Riley of 8 Dr. McCluskey Crescent, Glenties, and formerly of Drimna Law and USA. Her remains are reposed at Shovlin's Funeral Home, Sandfield, Ardra, tomorrow evening between 6 p.m. and 8 p.m. Funeral cortege departs Shovlin's at 12 noon on Thursday for funeral service at Church of Ireland Lettermacaward, County Donegal at 1 p.m. The service can be viewed live on Shovlin's Funeral Home Facebook page. In lieu of flowers, donations please to Patience's charity of choice, The Hunger Project. The death has occurred of Vito White, Tully Gay, Letterkenny. Her remains are reposing at her late residence. Wake private to family and close friends only, please. Funeral service tomorrow afternoon at 2 p.m. in Conwell Parish Church with interment afterwards in the family plot in Gortley Cemetery. The death has occurred of Noella McBride Anagri. Her remains are reposing at her home in Annagry. Funeral Mass tomorrow morning at 11 a.m. in the Star of the Sea Church, Annagry, with interment afterwards in the adjoining cemetery. For more details, including any family health guidelines for wakes and funerals, please go to highlandradio.com.